This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Johnny Cake Sawville
today. Hello, everyone.
Three-man show as Jason is under the weather.
He definitely sounded right to yesterday, especially at the beginning of the show.
His voice is definitely not great, and that's kind of necessary for a radio show.
Yeah, it's kind of important.
A lot of people are sick. There's a lot going on. My daughter's on an antibiotic.
Yeah.
And was diagnosed with strep. And then 3 days later, even on the antibiotic, basically the same symptoms came right back. So who knows what's going on.
On the program today, we will talk to our Redskins insider, Chris Russell, at 7 o'clock when we hit the skins. Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, is going to join us in studio at 9. We'll sprinkle in some college football talk with Houston Nutt at 9:40. So
a
lot
fun of
things to get into on the show today. Before we dive into the Sua Craven situation, I just wanted to say, I talked to my Uncle Carlos last night. Puerto Rico's having the worst luck. I mean, I'm a lot of the islands, but I don't have any family connected to any other islands. And Look, we've had Hurricane Harvey. And then we had Irma. In terms of the national news, those are the big ones that affected the United States, the mainland.
Right.
So that's what we see on TV. So I actually was just talking to him about the Triple G fight, and he goes, yeah, we got another hurricane coming. I was like, really? And then I see it's a Category 5.
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
It's making news.
I told him he's just got to move to Maryland. We don't deal with hurricanes.
Pretty much we don't.
Yeah.
I said there's a lot of – he's a cardiologist. I said there are a lot of fat people here. Plenty of people with the heart problems.
Absolutely.
Make a lot of money.
Absolutely. We got friends there, we got mutual friends of ours, Carlos and his wife, and they're out there vacationing.
Yeah.
The pictures on Facebook and everything. I think it's kind of crazy to do that this time of year.
During hurricane season?
Yeah, the hurricane season. You probably don't want to book a trip to the tropics.
I know you don't think about it that much, but you pretty much want to wrap it up by the 1st of September. And then maybe in December,
so.
Then you start doing that stuff in the winter.
My family did fine during the first hurricane, although he lost power. Now, he had the ability to head on over to my mom's apartment, which had power, and then his son's apartment had power, and he could take showers there. But it's just a pain in the ass. You got to move out of your house.
Well, absolutely. And some of these smaller islands are just getting decimated, like St. Martin. Some of these other, they're just saying it's over.
Yeah.
You know, it's over. So, yeah, it's awful. I don't know what to do. I feel terrible for the people. Yeah, if they have the ability, I'd suggest pack up and move.
You'll be moving bit.
That's what I would suggest.
And then I heard this morning they're dealing with, I guess it's no big deal to the people in California, but they're dealing with like a minor earthquake.
Oh, is that right?
I think so. Just a little shake.
Yeah.
We actually are in a pretty good spot. No tornadoes, no hurricanes, generally speaking, no earthquakes.
We'll get the occasional natural
disasters.
We'll get the occasional tornado sighting.
Right.
A very small one that might touch down. I mean, you can't say, who are the people over there where it did kind of wiped out that one town? And like
La Plata?
La Plata.
Yeah, it was bad.
It happened pretty hard. But it's very rare.
Reed Timmer's not hanging out here.
No.
Listen,
he's hanging out
you.
Like in Oklahoma and Missouri. He's hanging out in the Midwest.
But we have to deal with, well, they do too. Certainly L.A. Traffic.
Yes.
Yesterday, I picked up my daughter. From high school, right? She had volleyball practice. I had to take her teammate home. And then she wasn't feeling well. And so I wanted, you know, I was trying to pump her up. And she said she wanted to go to Moby Dick because Chipotle is too spicy for her, whatever
okay.
it is. But she likes Moby Dick for some
sure,
reason.
Sure, she wanted some kebab.
For some reason.
She wanted
Moby Dick is excellent.
And she wants some really salty, buttery rice.
I'm not big on it because I don't go very often, but she said, can you get me some Moby Dick? So I was like, you realize that's going to be turning around and going back into Bethesda at 5:30, 6 o'clock.
The kids don't comprehend the nightmare that is traffic in D.C. Unless they're driving
they do
at
now.
This point.
Yeah. They do now.
They're starting
well,
to
so D.C. That's just
that's
suburb.
Bethesda. That's Bethesda and right on Wisconsin. So I turned around and went up east-west, turned left on Wisconsin, and I'm telling you, it was maybe 2 miles to the Moby Dick. I'm going to say 30 minutes to get there because there's some construction right on Wisconsin mm-hmm. Avenue, right in rush hour.
I know where it is.
And you have to go, like two cars go through East Light.
Yep.
And I'm steaming. She's sick. I'm pissed that she suggested it. She's pissed that I took her up on. I mean, it is a S show in my car last night, and it's all because of traffic.
See, that's why I like my community. It was a community that was built with a little downtown that has about 15 places to eat.
Certainly convenient.
So if I want, I can walk to And Pizza. If I want, I can walk to a bunch of spots. If I want to step up and go to restaurants, I can go to Coastal Flats or Paladar. I can do the Poorhouse if I want 100 beers.
I have other places to go too. She wanted Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Okay? And so that meant that required going in the wrong direction.
You need to have the Kensington mayor bring some businesses in there.
No, we have great businesses. Chipotle.
Yeah, obviously don't have Moby Dick.
Okay, you can't have everything. We got a Continental. We got Chipotle. We got Five Guys.
Savannah shut down.
Savannah shut down. It's a coffee shop now.
It's less than 10 spots.
Listen, it's plenty.
You have a crisp and juicy. I just drove by it a couple nights ago.
There's plenty.
Peruvian chicken, and it's amazing.
I don't know why you sleep over there.
You just can't drive into the heart of Bethesda, at least on Wisconsin Avenue, and try to accelerate down towards like D.C., towards like Mazza Gallery.
Yeah, bad idea. In rush hour?
It's just insane.
I actually saw this survey yesterday about the top 100 places to live in the United States, and the first place, I believe, was in Indiana. But the two cities which jumped out at me in the top 40 local actually were Reston, Virginia, and Rockville, Maryland. They made it. But I got to believe that they would be higher on the list if it weren't for traffic.
Right.
Rockville, go on Rockville Pike in rush hour.
Go anytime.
And try and just go two miles.
I lived in
King Farm, and I was on Rockville Pike. And I would do everything to avoid traveling even two miles on Rockville Pike. I drive Veers Mill
because it's parallel to
right.
it. And then you come back across.
Right.
Believe me, because I drive to Rockville all the time, yeah. Sport and Spine and all that. I go around it.
Yep.
And that's the benefit of being a local. But I could not figure, there is literally no way to do it. And then if you want to turn around, there's no U-turns.
Of course.
Right? In rush hour.
You can't allow U-turns on a congested road like that.
You are just screwed. And, we had a miserable evening yesterday, needless to say.
I'm guessing you did from the sound of it.
Yeah. She was miserable. She was pissy. I was miserable. I was angry.
Right.
It wasn't a good look.
My son does cross country now. I pulled a move, which is probably terrible if you're dealing with most sports, but he's doing cross country practice, and it appears that there are about 35 kids that show up for the practice, okay? Anywhere from kindergarten, maybe it's first grade, all the way up until eighth grade. And there's one or two coaches, and they run some laps, they run some suicides, they play tag, they do all this stuff. He was complaining about it. They just had a cross-country meet on Saturday. They just run a mile.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of nice because it's pretty quick. Like, you go out there, they do the race, it's over, you're done. Out of there in like a half hour. The only thing that slowed it down is they did the first through third graders first.
Right.
He's in fifth grade. Yesterday, for the first time in a long while, he goes, "Dad, can we play Madden?" Got kind of psyched. Like, we used to play Madden a lot. So we played
Madden. Which Madden are you on? Are you like on
the last
20?
One.
Oh, you're on 2017?
Yeah, I don't have the one with Tom Brady on the cover, which I believe is 2018.
Okay.
I have one with Gronk on
sure,
the cover.
Sure, that's fine.
Up until this last one. So we're playing the game, and it goes to overtime. When it's overtime, we should leave. Had to finish the game. Just went to practice 7-8 minutes late. Mm. He just showed up. No big deal.
Priorities.
Yeah.
You know what? You're getting some bonding time in. Do anything for that. It's all about it.
Unfortunately, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was the Steelers.
Yeah.
He got me in overtime.
Took a beating.
Speaking of the game last night, I was just asking Kicks about it this morning because I didn't watch one second of it. So are the Skins, correct me if I'm wrong, they're tied for first in the NFC East.
They're tied for first.
Yes.
Only NFC East team to win this week.
That's nice.
The Giants, who were in the playoffs, and on paper, their offense should have improved by adding Brandon Marshall. They've scored one touchdown
this year.
Well,
Brandon Marshall is an afterthought. Apparently,
I think he has two catches.
Apparently, he's shot. Apparently, his NFL career is coming to a conclusion.
Because pretty fast. Because he's a 12-year vet. That's not that old.
It's pretty old.
By the way,
by NFL standards, he's pretty much a dinosaur.
I have to thank the Majestic Nine, Mario, on Twitter for giving me a screen cap of Jay Gruden and his crumpled play sheet.
Ah, somebody finally came through.
Now, this is in the second quarter. I believe by the fourth quarter, that thing is way more trashed than that. But you can see how it's all folded up in his hands there, right? Oh, ever see anything like that?
He's definitely got it crumpled. I mean, I've never seen a coach with it like that.
It's so great.
The coach usually, it's very neat. It's very organized.
Yeah.
It's sometimes laminated.
Right. You know? It's so great. But it's funny.
Doesn't surprise me, by the way.
Right. And I can imagine his desk is in a similar way, right? But it also, it's a testament to, like, this guy's a football guy. He doesn't need that stupid
right,
play sheet.
I don't need a fancy sheet, man. Give me a cocktail napkin, whatever. I'll just scribble on whatever.
He knows the plays.
Give me an old checkbook back. I don't care.
He doesn't need a cheat sheet. Are you kidding? It's his life. But he's got it there, I guess, because that's kind of like the requisite uniform for coaches. But I saw this morning, Jason McIntyre, is that the guy's name from the big lead?
Yes.
He had his little ranking of the NFC East coaches, and he wasn't saying any of them are particularly great or particularly elite, but he had Gruden number one. And when you look at the cast of characters, it's kind of hard to argue, right?
I mean, Doug Peterson was raked over the coals by, who was it, Michael Lombardi, a former GM, said he was the worst coach in the league, didn't know what he's doing.
Right.
We saw Wackadoo last night, and
he looks like a big donk.
He looks lost in the sidelines. And Jason Garrett is nothing but a puppet.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones is pulling strings on him.
You might be right.
Maybe he's right.
You might be right. Jay Gruden might be the elite of the NFC East.
Low bar. He doesn't have a winning record, right?
No.
Through
three and a half seasons.
No way. Because they don't even have a winning record with Kirk as a starter.
Funny how you're saying that now, because if they had lost to the Rams, you might not be singing that tune.
Yeah, you're right. That's how everything is week to week.
It's recency effect.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Jay was hired because his brother won a Super Bowl, and his brother has a lot of personality. That's why he was hired.
Right. By the way, I did put on Twitter, and I just put it back up, at Junks Radio, the spot we did for NBC4.
Yeah, very
cool.
So
we're doing a spot every Monday for the Channel 4 News. They edit it down. This is kind of the raw 4.5 minutes version. I don't know how long it is.
I watched it last
NBC
night.
News.
I happened to be home right at that time. We got back from our Odyssey to Kebab Place, whatever it's called.
What's it Moby called? Dick.
Moby Dick. And
kind of a famous name.
Yeah, you're right. I just don't go there.
Right.
For some reason, it was
not your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I just don't go there.
He's not a fan of Herman Melville.
Right. Well, who is? Come on. I mean, when was Moby Dick written? Like 1890, 1900?
I think I was forced to read it in high school at some point. I certainly cliff noted it. There's no chance I read the
definitely
the whole
a white
thing.
Whale that captain's chasing around.
But
it's salty.
I saw the hit on Channel 4, and I tweeted about it a few moments right before it got on. I thought it was long.
They didn't edit it?
No, they definitely edited it. It might have been 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
But I kept waiting for it to just be cut.
Yep.
And it kept going.
They gave us some love.
Yeah, and I was like, look at the Junks.
Well, that's
all over Channel 4.
That's what happens when they get free That's what happens when they get free programming and they don't want to pay their sports department.
I know. I felt bad for the
definitely
woman.
Definitely works to our advantage.
I felt bad for the woman who was doing the sports. She did the Sue Craven story and then she kicked it to the Junks.
Yes.
And
I believe
we
it's
took
called
all our time.
The Good, the Bad, and the Junkies.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like the title.
So you can check it out at Junks Radio.
It's very
also,
cool.
Put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks.
Oh, and of course, it's cool to be on CSN every day, but you kind of take that for granted.
Yes, correct.
But it is cool. Anytime, like, you know, I go to any of my local watering holes and you just look up and there's the Junks. So it's
water.
Very, very cool. It's just, sometimes you have to step back and you have to kind of pinch yourselves that these four idiots who grew up in PG County that started on the cable access show with our parents and our sisters running the cameras, that all of a sudden now we're getting some real run.
All it is an American rags to riches story, EB. Well, not riches.
We're not that rich.
Not that rich.
Although we should be rich. I really do believe that. We should be rich, just not.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's kind of sad, actually.
It's timing. We missed it by like 5 years.
By a little bit.
5 years.
And we made a lot of money. I'm not going to back off of that. We made a lot of money, but it goes away. I don't know where it goes. We don't have as much to show for it as it should.
It goes to Moby Dick. It goes to your mortgage. It goes to college savings.
Yeah.
It just goes to a lot of different places.
Yeah, it just doesn't add up the way it should.
Right.
It just really doesn't when it's all said and done. Really should be a ton of dough.
We live in the most expensive area to live in.
We really do.
It's nice, but...
We really do.
You could take a home. I live in a townhouse. A townhouse. A four-level townhouse. And the price of it, I mean... I could buy a mansion with like 5 acres in North Carolina for it.
Absolutely. Well, hell, other parts of the back end of Montgomery County, you could. It'd be a long ass commute.
I mean, after watching,
I lived out in Frederick.
After watching Wind River, I think I could buy 3/4 of the state of Wyoming. I mean, the land out there has got to be cheap.
Now, I don't know if I would want to live out there. I had some friends that were talking about it. They were looking at like a 5-acre property, and it was just on the other side of Montgomery County.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that much. I mean, you know, relatively speaking. I don't know, $300,000 or $400,000, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I think I would get spooked if I live
by having that much acreage.
Yeah, and I was just, it was just our house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, like no streetlights,
right?
In the dark,
you like some droopy power lines. You like neighbors.
I like to have some people around
me.
I know when we were in Turks and Caicos, which is, I think has been flattened.
It's now just Turks.
I think it's just Turks. It was very creepy at night because we were like, it wasn't the jungle per se, but we were in the middle of nowhere in our own little estate that we rented, and
I think I'd be okay with that.
You know where you would. I'd be okay, lose it.
Isolation.
Isolation was fine during the day.
Yeah.
But at night, when it's pitch black and there are no streetlights, like because there are no streets, and then they have an alarm system that they suggest you put on every night for security.
Oh.
And then the wind blows or something triggers it every night.
Yeah.
And it freaks you. I mean,
then I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Don't think I wouldn't be.
Halfway through the trip, I stopped putting the alarm system on.
Right.
Because you were just getting scared.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to the bottom of the Sue Craven situation. Conflicting reports the last couple days. Clearly, he's not going to be with the Redskins. We'll also hit the Skins with Chris Russell, Redskins Insider, at 7 here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.